Shalom uvracha. So it's time for the Rabbi Nachman daily of Sefer Midot. So we're now on part two of Emuna, and we're quoting Rabbi Nachman who teaches. When a person has questions on God, and then he's silent, so automatically he'll come to the answers. It's actually something amazing, something I myself have personally experienced. Silence, humility, and the answers come. We see this with Aaron, Yidom Aaron, he was silent. And through his silence, he was able to raise to the highest levels. Rabbi Nachman actually talks about this in the context of when other people embarrass you. To be silent is a very big thing, and not to make a fight out of it. It's funny, it happened to me today. There's a guy who said something quite hurtful to me. You could say he commented on my old Shabbos meals that I heard that you only serve bamba. And I like bamba, but we served a lot more food than that. We served a lot of good food, and it was very delicious food, and I spent money on that food, and he was dissing. But I thought of this Rabbi Nachman. I was like, meh, it's not worth fighting. It's just silly. Instead, make a joke about it, or let it be. This isn't the time to fight for God. It would just be fighting for my own honor. So I was silent. I think that was the right choice. There's a lot of times in life for silence. Sometimes we have questions on God, we have to be silent. It's interesting, Rabbi Nachman in other places does talk about asking questions and the importance of asking questions to God. For example, he says that you can get to the greatest, highest levels when you scream, Ayeka, or Ayah, in davening. Where are you, Hashem? So what's the difference? Can we challenge God or can we not challenge God? So perhaps the difference comes, are we challenging from a place of genuinely, honestly, really wanted to get close to God and to understand, or just, you know, or are we challenging from a place of anger and hatred? Those are very different types of questions. So may we be blessed to have a lot of humility, to be zocha to a lot of emuna. Hashem should give us a lot of emuna, because emuna means that Hashem loves us, and that's a very good thing to know. I bless everyone with a great day of emuna in Hashem.